It's Monday the 26th of November and we really are on the home straight now. This is day 26 of NAPOD POMO. Can't believe we've done 26 of these shows already this month. But yes, Friday, whenever I choose to do the show, will be the last of the NAPOD POMO series. I might do what I did last year and do one on the 1st of December just to close off the project. I have been giving some serious thought as to whether I'm going to do this again. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not convinced I will. Now, I said this last year, and at the very beginning of this year, as I said, I didn't think I was going to do it this time around, but I think this time I'm going to look for a different project, a different challenge to do for next November. Now, that might be video blogging, it might be, I mean, Caroline suggested I might try to write something, but I really don't know. I don't think my creativity sort of lends itself in that direction, so we'll have to see. One thing I did say I wanted to do, and I said this last year actually in the mop-up from last year's NAPOD POMO, is I've got a number of songs that I've kind of started to write in my head, and I think it would be something that if at the beginning of November next year I kind of try to start to formulate it into something that can be acceptable as a finished article by the end of November. But we'll see. But I mean, there are loads of other things I can try. But I think I've taken NAPOD POMO as far as I can take it. First year I did it, it was a challenge. Second year it was because I knew I could do it. This year, I don't know, maybe I've just not got enough out of it to want to continue to do it again. But I will see it to the end, don't worry. Oi, who said that? Yes. Yeah, the weather here is not really improving. There's a lot of localised flooding. And I've heard from my mum, who came up to stay with us, was it last weekend? The weekend just before, not the one just gone, the one before, that they've got a lot of flooding at their end. A lot of roads they've got are unpassable. Now, we've got a few flooded points, but you can kind of drive through them, so they're not too bad. But as much as we've still got amber rain warnings issued by the Met Office for this area, it doesn't seem to be that it's going to be rain that's going to affect us tomorrow. It's going to be more the wind, which on a motorbike is actually worse than rain. I'd rather it be rainy than windy, to be perfectly honest with you, especially with a bike as underpowered as mine. So it looks as though I'll be taking the car into work again tomorrow. That's 4 working days in a row, which is a shame, because we're kind of negating the good we've done by saving money taking the bike to work for the sake of weather, and it's really annoying. On the plus side, it does look as though for the rest of this week the weather is going to get better, certainly in terms of the rain, even though it will be a bit more windy on Wednesday. But anyway, we shall see. So I have another track for you today, and this is another good track. This is from the Australian band Tenpenny Joke, which Caroline is under the impression we've probably played them the most out of any artist in the history of the podcast. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I suppose it's something we can certainly look into. I shall leave you with this. It's a brilliant track. I kind of agonised over which one to play you, but I think this is going to be a good one. So I'll catch you tomorrow, and I shall leave you with Tenpenny Joke and their track, Sense. See ya.
Come a little later when the street end it made sense to me. Yet it makes sense to me.